Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Pharma. Beto O'Rourke is in. With a Vanity Fair cover and a Joe Hagan pen profile, Beto O'Rourke is in the 2020 presidential race. "I'm just born to do this," Beto says. One interesting nugget from the piece: in a private meeting last November, Barack Obama, the former president, asked O'Rourke to consider if he had a clear path to the White House. Could he deliver Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin? This puts big pressure on Joe Biden to get in the race. The field continues to form as Joe Biden continues to sit on the sideline. Now for President Donald Trump's top legislative priority, covering the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade deal. The president is doing something you might not expect when it comes to moving the USMCA. He's completely deferring to Speaker Nancy Pelosi's schedule for passing it. The White House, which is speaking only on background on trade talks, says it's deferential to Speaker Pelosi's timetable when it comes to passing this big trade deal. It's quite the move for Trump, who is banking on the USMCA as his chief legislative achievement this Congress. The White House's decision to put all of its cards in Pelosi's hand is risky, of course, but it's a recognition that she runs the place. Trump bowing to Pelosi and giving her the proverbial keys to rewriting NAFTA, something he's talked about since his campaign days, is notable, especially as 2020 approaches. The White House believes even though many Democrats really hate Trump, this deal is a win for them back home, and it'll force Pelosi to move. Of course, Pelosi has far more legislative experience than Trump, so we'll see how that goes. When thinking about the USMCA and its prospects for success, you need to focus your thinking on the House. The Senate will wait to see what the House can or cannot do with Trump's trade deal. Our colleagues Adam Bassoody and Sabrina Rodriguez have more on the White House's collision course with Democrats over labor issues. Boeing update: Kathy Wolf has a story on how Trump followed the rest of the world in grounding the 737 MAX. The Senate today will reject President Donald Trump's emergency declaration on the border, an unprecedented clash with the president that will present him with the opportunity to veto legislation for the first time in his presidency. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will participate in the arrival and meet with the Prime Minister of Ireland. At 11:50, the president and the Irish Prime Minister will go to the Capitol for the annual St. Patrick's Day lunch. The president is usually at the same table as the speaker, so we'll see how that goes. Trump and Melania Trump will participate in the Shamrock Bowl presentation at 6 p.m. in the East Room. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
There are wrong and right prescriptions for changing Medicare. Seniors need Washington to focus on the right ones. Cutting costs for everyone except seniors and limiting access to life-saving medicines are the wrong prescription. Making changes that help seniors pay less out of pocket is the right prescription. More at prescriptionformedicare.org.